Okay, Boker Tov, everybody. So we were discussing in the 13th parak of Mesilat Yesharim how Ramchal brought many statements that seemed to point in opposite direction. Some statements seem to point in the direction that Prishut, separating oneself from permitted things, is a good thing. And some statements seem to point in the direction separating oneself from permitted things is a bad thing. So how do we make those two things fit together? Is Prishut, separating oneself from permitted things, a good thing or a bad thing? So Ramchal tries to explain now. Ramchal has an explanation. Achayinyanhu. So what's the matter? What's the answer? Ki vaday chilukim rabim v'ikarim yesh badavar. There are certainly many distinctions that can be made, and many fundamental distinctions that can be made. Yesh prishut shenitzdavenu abo. There's certain prishut which we were commanded to do, which is good. V'yesh prishut shuzarnu alav levilti kashabo. And there's certain prishut which is not good. We were commanded that we shouldn't stumble in this type of prishut. V'umasha amar Shlomo HaMelech alav HaShalom. So Shlomo HaMelech said, Al tihi tzadik harbet. Don't be too much of a tzadik. Don't think that by separating yourself too much you're being a tzadik. You're being too much of a tzadik. It's not a good thing. There are certain cases where it's not a good thing to be so separate. So what's going on? How do we... What's what? Which case is which? So Ramchal says, Unevaer ata prishut hatov venomar. So what's the good prishut? What's the healthy prishut? Kine achar sheitzba'er lanu hayot kol enyonei ha'olam nisyonot la'adam. Now that we've established that all the matters of this world are a test for a person, chmo shekatavnu kvar lemala v'hochach nuhu b'rayot. We brought many proofs that all the material matters and pleasures of this world are really a test for the person. We also, it's very clear to us, it's very true to us, the inherent weakness of a person, and how naturally a person is inclined towards doing the wrong thing, which usually means he's inclined after seeking the pleasures of his body, which go against the mitzvot. We have to explain, shekol ma, or it is clearly explained, shekol ma shiyuchal ha'adam li'malet min ha'inyanim ha'ela. Anything that a person can do to avoid, to escape these matters, ra'ui shiya'asehu. He certainly should do it. Anything that he can do to stay away, to escape from those matters which he stumbles upon, those matters which he sins, those material matters which are the tests for the person. Anything he can do to stay far away from those things, to protect himself from stumbling, he certainly should do. Kedei sheyeh nishmar yoter min hara'a asher be'raglehem. Right? So he can save himself, so he can guard himself from the evil that comes from those things. Ki hineh ein lecha tanug olami. There is no pleasure in this world. Every pleasure in this world, and he's going to explain, even the permitted ones, can eventually bring one to the sin. Even though the actions themselves are permitted, but on the heels of the permitted actions, one can come to sin. So a person wants to stay away from those things. Now he's going to give you some examples. Derech Mashal, for example. Hamachal v'hamishel. Let's talk about eating and drinking, a big thing, a big area that a lot of people struggle with. Kishinuku mikol isurei ha'achila. Okay, now we've established the food is 100% kosher. There's no prohibitions in the food. The vegetables have been checked for bugs. The cheese is kosher, the meat is kosher, everything is great. Hinei mutarim hem, you're allowed to eat them, 100% permitted. Omnam, however, milui ha'keres, filling one's stomach, eating a lot. Moshech acharav prikata ol. It draws after it that person throws off the yoke of Shamayim, throws off the yoke of Hashem. When he feels that, he feels good, he feels full, he feels free, and he wants to kick, he wants to rebel. He wants that. That's what happens when a person feels, he feels like he's on top of the world, and he doesn't feel that he's any responsibility to anything or anybody. That's what a person happens when a person fills himself up with food. Umishteh hayayin, what about drinking wine? Moshech acharav haznut, it brings after it improper relationships between man and woman, ushar minim ra'im, and other bad activities, other types of things that people get involved in, that they remove their limits from themselves, they go beyond the limits of that which is appropriate. That's what comes from wine. Kol shekeno, all the more so, shebiyot hadam margil atzmo Lisboa me'achila ushtiya. When a person, he trains himself, when he prepares himself to be satisfied from eating and drinking. So, hinei im ha'machat yechsar lo regiluto. Let's say one day, he gets used to very fine foods, he gets used to having very particular things that he likes to eat or she likes to eat or drink, and very much becomes part of their, they're very much connected to these foods and drinks, and very much and they always want to be 100% full and satisfied with everything that they eat. Let's say one time he can't get his regular fill, he can't get what he regularly has. It's going to hurt him. It's going to be very, he's going to be very sensitive to it, he's going to feel the fact that he's missing something. I'm sure we've seen this many times, whether it's with food or with other things. Once a person creates this self-expectation that he's going to have these excellent foods and always be full and always have everything being wonderful when it comes to his food and his drink, now he feels a pressure to support such a lifestyle. So he has to really push himself more in his business. Vigyata kinyani, he has to always be buying and selling and making sure that he gets all, he acquires all the property and money and everything that he needs. So he can have all the wonderful fine foods on his table. He can always be able to eat as much as he wants, whenever he wants. That's what happens. So he has to pursue business, he has to pursue other things. Umimsham nimshach el ha'abel v'hagazel. From there it goes to problems and to theft. Umimsham el shvuot v'chol shara chataim ba'im acharzeh. And then that leads to false oaths and other sins. Umesir atzmo min ha'avodah min ha'torah min ha'tefilah. He removes himself from service of Hashem, from his feelings that he wants to grow in yirat shamayim, in fear of Hashem and in love of Hashem, and that's a constant, there's a work involved in that, a constant work. He feels, how could he do such a thing if he's so involved in his business, he's so connected to making sure he's getting more money and acquiring more, so how could he be part of the avodah and certainly part of Torah, to have time to study Torah, to be dedicated to the Torah? It's not going to happen. He misses minyanim, he prays very quickly so he can get back to his business. These are the results. Mashaya niftar mikoze, but he could have avoided all this. If he didn't get involved in these pleasures of this world to begin with, he could have avoided all these problems. They said regarding the wayward and rebellious son, Amda Torah sof dato. The Torah sees what's going to happen to him at the end. He starts with some wine and some meats, but eventually he's going to lead to theft and to murder and to other things. V'chein al yinyan haznut amru, so too with inappropriate relationships, they said, kol haro'eh sota b'kikula yazir atzmo min hayayin. A person who sees the sota, the woman who's accused of committing adultery, he should remove himself from wine, because now he realizes, look, this could happen. You could be in this type of situation. She could be in this type of situation. So he decides to remove himself from the wine to avoid such a situation. Okay, so Bezrat Hashem, in the next year, we're going to move on to discussing more about Prishut and the different parts of Prishut and the necessary and beneficial Prishut that a person should be involved in. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Kol Tov.